we don't feel we're any further forward 17 years than we were when it first happened. It's soul destroying that we've got this far and we just haven't got any further forward at all with the case.
When a program like this is being broadcast, Pamela, does this help? Does it help bring the case back into the spotlight and the public's attention, and you feel that's beneficial? Or you know, is that balanced with it makes it difficult for you and the rest of the family in the sense that you're kind of reliving it?
It's a bit of both, really. I think it's really important that we keep this case high profile, because there's a real risk that this could just fade into the distance. We want to keep it high profile, so the sort of doing programs like this is part of that, and it is difficult. It does bring it up again, but then it's there all the time. We never forget about Emer. Emer isn't somebody who's sort of forgotten about in between programs. It is important that this is kept high profile. Very, very important. We have to keep it in the public eye, and we have to keep the pressure on the guards to keep investigating this. And also, you know, somebody all these years later might decide that now is the time to come forward and give some information on the whereabouts of the chief suspect, really, John Griffin. So it's a necessary evil, really, in the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that's an apt phrase, a necessary evil. Are you disappointed with the efforts to find justice for Emer? I mean, the first 5 years before the exhumation and the confirmation she had been murdered must have been difficult enough. And then at least you found out that she had been murdered, and now we're 12 years further along and still no justice.
Yeah. Really, from the beginning, there's been problems with this case. When it first happened and John Griffin first disappeared, the police wouldn't release any posters of him. They wouldn't release his image to the media. The reason for that constantly drummed into us was it would affect a case, it would affect a case. And we were listening to that for years. So there was no posters released at the time where he could have been seen easily. That opportunity was missed. Then an Interpol poster came to light, which apparently was accidental. Interpol were asked to keep an eye out for him. They went the whole hog and put a red notice out for him and released a poster, which the guards had taken down. They had it removed because it was an error. It wasn't supposed to happen. So that sort of thing leaves you feeling, what is going on? You know what I mean? When you expect the guards to be absolutely pulling out all the stops to find this guy, and it feels, and it has felt over the years, like basically my feeling is that all of the tools and resources available to all of the professionals involved in Emer's case were not used, and they could have been.
The fact that nobody has been convicted of Emer's murder, I mean, is it hard to put that to the back of your mind? You know, just on a daily basis, Pamela, what is life like being left without answers? Is it something that at some stage every day pops into your head, or, you know, every now and again? What is it like living with that?
It's a real feeling of total injustice, basically. You know, she didn't deserve this. She did not deserve what happened to her. And, you know, it's answers. It's basically answers that we want. We want somebody to be accountable for what happened to her, because, you know, she didn't deserve it. And when you've sort of, if that's not bad enough, you've then spent 17 years basically fighting the guards in a way, pushing them, having to constantly push. The feeling I've got at the moment, now that I will have to say that the guards now are a totally different breed to the guards we were dealing with at the beginning of this case. They're much more open, they're much more transparent, they're much more willing to listen. But at the beginning, it was very much a case of leave us alone and let us do our job. But I'm sorry, as we can see now, that job wasn't a very good one. And for 17 years, I have been reasonably quiet about what happened at the beginning of Emer's case. But no, 17 years on, I'm not staying quiet anymore.
Can I ask you, Pamela, about the culture of violence against women in Ireland? And there's so many examples, unfortunately. How do you feel about that culture?
It seems to be a real problem in Ireland. I mean, there's been so many murders of women in Ireland that some have gone unsolved. It's wrong. It's bad. It's awful. I mean, Emer's case wasn't a case of a domestic abuse or anything like that. It was someone who was a neighbour. So, you know, it can happen. As we know, strangers can kill women as well. And there's been cases recently of that in Ireland. And it's shocking. And, you know, I don't really know what the answer is to that, to be honest with you.
Do you think much has changed in that regard in the last 17 years? Or do you feel, you know, female victims of violence tend to be forgotten about? Maybe at the time when something happens, there's coverage and the public are aware of it and outraged by it, but then time passes and they subsequently become forgotten about.
Yes, yeah. And I this has been sort of my mission really over the last 17 years, is to keep Emer's memory alive. If we had just sat back at the beginning and just let the police do what the police wanted to do, Emer would have been long forgotten by now. And I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to let her fade away into the distance, basically. We've got to keep this high profile. We've got to keep the pressure on. I want a review of this case. I want a review of what was done and not done at the beginning of this case. And I would like some acknowledgement, public acknowledgement to our family that not everything was done that should have been done. We would be in a very different place now, potentially, if things were done differently.
Do you still hold out hope that Emer's killer will ultimately face justice and be sentenced?
Yeah, the hope is always there. The hope, you can't... You know, I don't believe in closure. I don't believe there's such a thing as closure, but I do believe that there's such a thing as a conclusion where we'd feel like we can close it, if you know what I mean, if somebody was to face justice for this. But as the years go on, really, I'm beginning to lose hope that will ever happen. But, you know, I just don't want what happened to Emer to happen to another family. We shouldn't be doing the fighting. We shouldn't be doing what we've been doing over the last few years. It's been a very, very tiring 17 years, and it's taken a toll hugely on us as individuals and us as a family.
Yeah, and I think myself and the listeners can't even begin to manage or imagine what kind of toll it has taken. I mean, you mentioned losing hope there, Pamela, and earlier on touched on, you know, a programme like tonight's documentary maybe sparking something in somebody or generating renewed interest, and perhaps somebody will come forward with information. That would be the hope, that somebody out there knows something, or you know, maybe they're not even aware that they know something important, but that tonight's program will help them get in touch with the relevant authorities and pass that information on, and that it may lead to a breakthrough.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that somebody might know something. People do know something. Somebody helped the chief suspect to get away. So, you know, he has had help and he probably continues to still have help. People know where he is. You know, I suppose the hope is that somebody might spot him, might suddenly realise who it is that they've been associating with and haven't realised who he is, because he's more than likely going to be living under an assumed name at this point. We just want some justice for Emer. That's all we want. We want some answers to some questions. You know, it's, yeah.
Johnny, how... How do you feel this far removed from it? Is it something that's with you every day?
It's with us every day. There's more focus on it now, and it's unreal when nothing has happened. So you wonder, what's going on.
You're clearly disappointed with the effort so far to find justice for Emer. It's 12 years since the progress was made and the exhumation of her body and the confirmation that she had been murdered.
Yeah, well, I'm disappointed from the first day it happened. There was nothing really done about it, really. They were trying to push it over, I thought, anyway, myself. They didn't work on it the way they should work on it.
Do you, at this point, Johnny, do you still have hope that Emer's killer will face justice and will ultimately be sentenced?
Well, we're hoping there will be something come out of these programs. They have to keep it alive for it to get through justice.
Being left without answers, Johnny, 17 years on. I asked Pamela about that. I mean, how often she thinks about it, and it seems to be it's a constant thing. And I don't know, when you got the confirmation in 2010 that she had been murdered, did that give some sort of relief, is the wrong word, but a bit of clarity? You kind of felt like, okay, this is moving along and this progression, but now we're in 2022, and it's 17 years later. Do you wonder, will you ever see the day that there is justice?
I think we will get justice eventually, but there's nothing like the postmortem was never brought up either, because they have evidence, and that's why they won't do it. There was never a postmortem inquiry or anything, because they have evidence that they can't put out there. Against him, against John Griffin.
Are you, with the programme tonight, are you happy enough to take part because it helps keep the spotlight on Emer's case? Is it still difficult to do that kind of thing? And, perhaps even doing this interview and kind of going back over the details of it, but it's a necessary evil to keep the case out there and hopefully spark another element of progression in the case.
When they contacted me last year, I had no hesitation in doing the program. We did the program over 3 days, and I had no hesitation, but because you have to keep it out there and make sure everyone keeps an eye out and make sure if they see a person, just report it. It might be the wrong person, but just keep it focused. And then when the Murphy girl was killed in Sligo, Mayo, is it? And that brought back memories as well, because really memories, because she was only 23 as well.
Yeah, Aisling Murphy. And I asked Pamela about that earlier on, the culture of violence against women in Ireland. Really, has it change much in the 17 years since Emer was murdered?
I don't think so. I think that culture is out there on him. I can't explain it why all this thing happens. It's very hard to comprehend all these murders, and then the unsolved ones is the worst of them all. Well, I was talking to the detective who was in charge of the case there now. He has questions answered, but he's getting no answers.
Yeah, I can sense the frustration. The big hope is that tonight's programme, Johnny, somebody out there who's watching it will remind them of some detail perhaps that they had forgotten about, or encourage them, maybe they hadn't forgotten about it, and just it'll encourage them to come forward and reveal that detail, and that could be key in the case. You would be hoping that happens, and Pamela was making an appeal for people to come forward with new information. I'm sure you feel the same.
Yeah, well, there's some people out there that, that have anaesthetic, and just some people that covered up for him. And, like, I don't believe he went back to the Aran Islands again. I think he got someone to go back, because I don't think he would have taken the chance to go back to the Aran Islands and place his clothes. There was someone else involved in it. You know, there was a big cover up there in that thing, in that case, that time.